My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's begin with the Commanders and the Giants. Now, just a couple of days out from the first home game of the season over in Landover. What do you need to see from the Commanders to feel a lot better in week two? We're going to open up the phones on this right now at 800-636-1067. We want to hear from you on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. It's been a bit of a pessimistic week, understandably. They got walloped by 17 and the game wasn't that close. But what would lead to you feeling like maybe week one was fluky, misleading, or the Bucs were just a bad matchup, and for you to feel a lot better come week two?
Offense coming from the offense. I need the offense, a.k.a. Cliff Kingsbury's designs, his schemes, the concepts, everything, to generate the yardage. When the game is in doubt, it can't just be Jaden Daniels here to scramble around and make everybody right. I can't have that. I can't have, with just a couple minutes left in the third quarter, more than half of the team's total yards be via Jaden Daniels' scramble. I like him scrambling. I'm all in favor of it. Get out of trouble, get out of danger, give me some positives. The only thing they did in that game this past week that had a positive EPA, expected points added, was Jaden Daniels scrambling. I'm not anti him scrambling. What I am anti is an offense that's anemic that doesn't do anything. I can't have that through three quarters of the game before Tampa goes into a shell because they're up by more than three touchdowns. I need the offense to generate yardage. I need Eckler involved. I need the timing. I need holes poked in a vulnerable Giants defense. I need things exploited. I need yards after the catch. I need the design to yield some results. That, to me, is what I'm looking for this weekend.
I'll start on the other side of the ball. I need a defense that makes life more difficult for the opponents. It was way too easy for Tampa Bay. They got whatever they wanted. They did whatever they wanted. They ran the football. As that game went on in the second half and Washington's defense and the Heat wore down, they were able to be two-dimensional. But throughout the game, for the most part, it was just wide-open real estate in the passing game. They didn't really, even though they rushed the quarterback okay, get the quarterback to the ground because they weren't able to rush with enough vision to keep Mayfield in the pocket. On the 14 targets to Godwin and Evans, 13 were completions. It was just easy money in the secondary. It was a 298-yard, four-touchdown quarterback performance. Just kind of throwing against air. I need everything to come more difficult against this defense. The old adage used to be defend every blade of grass, right? Mm-hmm. You want them to earn and work for everything. Even if you're under-talented, you can be a lot better at that than they were. And they are under-talented, no doubt about that. But that's where the coaching we've heard so much about is going to have to come in here. I just want it to be more arduous. Mm-hmm. And it will be because the Giants offense isn't as good as Tampa's. Because instead of Evans and Godwin and McMillan, you've got Malik Nabers and Pray for Rain, basically. Because instead of Baker Mayfield playing his butt off, the best version of him is, you know, a top 12 to 15 passer in the league. He's probably closer to 20th overall. You got Daniel Jones, who's coming off of a dud, who is on the verge maybe of being supplanted as a starter if he can't pick it up. So it's going to be a little bit better defensively just by default, but I want them to tackle better. I want them to have better vision coming downhill in the rush game defensively, and I want them to be more assignment sound on the back end. I don't need coverage busts. It could have been even worse than it was with receivers running free. Just make life more difficult on the Giants.
What you're talking about on defense is kind of my Greg Williams corollary. It's sort of how I feel about defense in general. To have a great defense, you need great players who, you know, who are unblockable and are excellent. If you don't have that, if everyone's assignment sound, you just make it tough on the opponent. You know what I mean? That's what Greg Williams' whole deal was. Like, I don't care what you do, Grant Paulson linebacker. You put your right shoulder on the left shoulder of the pulling guard, and that's your job. Then the next guy's got a job. We all do that. Our defense is okay. That's kind of always how I viewed it. That's not what it looked like in week one, especially with a couple of the defensive minds.
Well, the entire league, there's a trend that doesn't quite mesh with what we see in Washington. And what I mean by that is, it's gotten harder to throw the football since last season in the NFL. It's been the easiest it ever was before over the last several years. The getting's been good at the quarterback position. But that's kind of drying up a little bit. We had 34 passing touchdowns between all 32 teams in week one of the NFL season. 34. There were 61 of them 3 years ago. We have not seen numbers this low. Only 8 of 24 quarterbacks in football went over 1.5 passing touchdowns in week one. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Baker Mayfield was not only one of them, but he's one of the league leaders in every category. 17 quarterbacks threw the ball 20 or more times and had under 200 yards passing. That has not happened since the merger. 24 quarterbacks had one or fewer passing touchdowns despite 20-plus attempts. That has not happened since the 1970 merger. So the trend in the league is everybody's running with cover two, deep safeties, basically forcing you underneath intermediate, and you're having to go on these 10, 12, 14 play drives. You're either going to run the football and get your 3 to 5 at a time and just go on a long drive, or you're going to have to throw the ball short and safe. Not against Washington last week.
Nope.
They didn't get with the program. Not against Washington at any point last year where this was the trend in the league. So I don't know why they can't do that. Just be like everybody else. Not every defense is great. You have your safeties deep. You force things underneath. You make a team go on a 10-play drive like the Giants that's not that good, by the way.
Actually, I think that's really smart, Grant.
And there's a penalty that sets you behind the chains. There's a turnover eventually. They're not going to score 30 if they got to get 11 plays to get their 75 yards.
You're a bit of a crossroads here. If you're Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, your ideal defense isn't that, what you're just describing. Because these guys are wired to think, our defense can be so good, we'll generate turnovers, we'll wreak havoc, we'll dictate to people, and all the machismo words that you use at press conferences about violent arrivals and people aren't going to like playing us and we're thumping, whatever you want to call it.
You may not have the players for that yet.
And that's kind of my point, is this may be a swallow your ego time and go, you know what, we're going to have to give some stuff up. We're not good enough to take everything away just yet. We could take a couple things away, like nothing over the top, no over the top touchdowns. No busted coverages where guys point each other and then after the play they pointed to let you know that it wasn't my fault or whatever. None of that crap. Play, you know, in the shell. Make Daniel Jones throw it to Wandale Robinson 4 or 5 times on a drive and see if that gets you a punter hopping on the field. Maybe you have to check your ego at the door.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.